To finish our show today, we'll hear from two doctors, Dr. David Rappaport and Dr. Azra Rezwi. They both consider their work an art, like sculpture. Anita Jacobs prepared this portrait of plastic surgery.
My only artistic expression in real life is in plastic surgery.
I've got you under my skin.
You are a surgeon. You know your anatomy. You know your physiology. But still, you're the artist, and that also comes into play.
I enjoy the creativity of it and the fact that you're integrating something that you can't exactly explain.
I've got you under my skin.
This is, of course, not a painting on a canvas or a paper or a clay. This is a human body. And no matter how you do it, no matter what your ideal planning is, these are living areas. These are living cells.
My late father was a dentist, and I remember as a kid reading a Woody Allen short, funny story. What if dentists were impressionists? And in heart surgery or orthopedic surgery, you've got to do it the right way, and there's very little creativity. The bone is broken. There's literature that'll tell you exactly how you should fix that bone. Plastic surgery is the opposite. What direction I pull, what I'm emphasizing, what I'm choosing to do and not to do, where I'm putting the scar, how I'm dealing with the hairline. Each little move, there are hundreds of little decisions that are undertaken, and they're very creative. There isn't one way to do it.
I figured that if I can't get my artistic fulfillment as a painter or a sculptor, I could integrate my natural talents and go into the field of medicine, which would eventually lead me to plastic surgery. I've always been artistically inclined. As a child, I was very much interested in arts and drawings. I was a student at the Students League in New York, and this helped me to look at different angles and to evaluate and to individualize this as if I'm an artist and I'm creating something from nothing.
I would love to develop skills in sculpting more than anything else. It's so similar to surgery. Your hands are getting wet. You're feeling it three-dimensionally. You're producing something, and obviously in sculpture you have total freedom. You don't have to ask a patient if they're happy. You don't have to meet anybody's expectations, and you just play and have fun, and if you don't like it, you throw it away.
Anyone can transpose skin, bone, cartilage on the nasal area to form something that looks like a nose, like a glove. But in order to refine and define it, it needs the artistic sense.
Basically, I'm in the middle of doing liposuction right now. And this morning, I had her standing up and basically marked her topographically, you know, just like those 3D maps. I'm sculpting. We're absolutely sculpting. I looked at her thighs and I see where there's excess fat and obviously to shape the thigh in a better way so it'll look more aesthetic and look better. So that's exactly what we're doing, is sculpting the patient right now.
I would have been a very impoverished artist. At least in this way, I can have a roof over my head and pay my bills.